When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
It's a big night tonight. Food is being prepared. The fat man is coming down the chimney. But enough about Governor Pritzker. This is the Dawn Stensland Show. I'm Jason Hammer from Indianapolis. Great to be with you. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Again, looking at the YouTube chat, a lot of folks are preparing things for tonight. We got folks in the kitchen. We got folks doing some last-minute shopping. We're having fun today, right? To hang out with me, you know, we fire some grenades at people, man. We take some shots. I'm very self-deprecating. You can rip on me all you want. I do dude humor. Like, you get a bunch of dudes together, they're going to do a couple things. They're going to talk about old athletes. They're going to talk about movie quotes. And we're going to rip on each other. That's what dudes do. So feel free. We're having fun today. And if there's ever a city that I think enjoys a good back and forth, a good little roast session, I think it's Philly, right? Fighting town of Philadelphia, PA. It's an honor to be with you guys. And again, tonight, Santa coming down the chimney. And I started thinking about this. What's your favorite movie version of Santa Claus? Movie version. You've got options. But for me, pound for pound, I'm coming to the table with Billy Bob Thornton and Bad Santa. Now, hear me out here. The scene where Billy Bob Thornton actually shows a little heart and defends the honor of the fat little nerdy kid, Thurman Merman. You know, the blonde, curly-headed fat kid. The kid was being bullied. So what does Billy Bob Thornton do? He goes to the school, finds the bully, and as a grown man, beats the hell out of him. I can't be the only one that cheered when that happened. I admit, I cheered watching a grown man beat up a punk kid. And if that makes me the bad guy, as Scarface once said, say hello to the bad guy. And then having that moment of reflection afterwards. Take a listen. This is from Bad Santa, Billy Bob Thornton, after he beat up Thurman Merman's bully.
You know, I think I've turned a corner. I beat the shit out of some kids today. But it's for a purpose. It made me feel good about myself.
You need many years of therapy. Many years of therapy.
I had to clean that clip up just a little bit, but yeah, Bad Santa, great film. Now, the sequel is trash. Oh, boy, the sequel is bad. But Bad Santa itself, great. That anybody, and I think I already know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it out loud anyway. Anybody watch The View the other day? Please stop throwing things at your radio right now. Whoopi Goldberg, all of a sudden, she's got those big granny panties in a twist because Trump wants to pass out military checks. He calls it the warrior dividend. He talked about this in his big address to the nation last week. Whoopi Goldberg feels like he's trying to buy support from the military. Hey, if you want to hear someone stupid, listen to this.
But all Americans need help right now. Yeah. And just a handout isn't the answer. Smart policies are the answer.
Well, what he's doing is he's thinking, if I make sure that the soldiers have what they need, they'll back me in what I want. See?
No, I don't see, you moron. Look, do you really believe, Whoopi, may I call you Whoopi, that getting a check for $17.76, that's the payout, that's the warrior dividend, a regular soldier is now bought by Donald Trump? You think our armed forces can be bought for a check for $17.76, Whoopi? That's so insulting to the people that wear the uniform. I know there are people listening right now that have either served or maybe still serving. And I'm willing to bet dollars to donuts you can't be bought for a check for $17.76. Her saying that she's concerned that it's going to bribe members of our armed forces, that's beyond insulting. And let's be honest, it's not like your average soldier gets to make the decisions on what they do. They've got supervisors. They've got bosses. There's a rank in the military. So for so many different levels, so many different reasons, that may be the dumbest thing I've heard coming out of The View in a long time. And that says something. Because on that program, things get pretty dumb, pretty quick. There was a military wife that went on social media and responded to this garbage that Whoopi Goldberg had to say.
Military wife here. Let's just gloss over the part where Donald Trump is supposedly giving anybody illegal orders because a woman with no military experience who once voiced a cartoon hyena says so. To suggest that our servicemen and women would betray their country for any amount of money, much less $2,000,
right,
is disgusting and shows exactly what Whoopi Goldberg thinks of the United States military. The average enlisted service member makes $53,000 a year to go to difficult places and do hard jobs and often be separated from their families. And it is pathetic that a woman who makes $8 million a year sitting on her rear end spewing trash, who gets mad when food stamps get cut off for junk food and candy, would moan about these people getting a modest Christmas bonus and then suggest that they would be traitors who would betray their country. And why on God's green earth ABC News still lets this woman sit there opening her gob is absolutely beyond me.
First of all, the word gob doesn't get used as much as it should. And second of all, slow clap. Slow clap for that woman right there. Perfect. That was absolutely spot on perfect. Well said. President Trump, very happy about his battleship plan, planning to roll out the Golden Fleet of up to, in theory, up to 25 ships as the fastest, most powerful fleets in the world. Construction, possibly, if things go well, beginning in 2030. Now, each one of these bad boys going to cost about $15 billion each. But if I understand this correctly, each one is anywhere between 30,000, 40,000 ton vessel packed with 128 missile cells, hypersonic weapons, rail guns, lasers, nuke capable missiles. This thing is supposed to be legit. Here is President Trump talking about his big, badass battleships he wants to put out in the ocean.
As Commander-in-Chief, it's my great honor to announce that I have approved a plan for the Navy to begin the construction of two brand-new, very large, largest we've ever built, battleships. There's never been anything like these ships. These have been under design consideration for a long time. These are the best in the world. They'll be the fastest, the biggest, and by far 100 times more powerful than any battleship ever built. So if you look at the Iowa, the Missouri, Wisconsin, Alabama, and others, but they were similar. If you take the biggest one, it's 100 times more powerful.
All right. I'm good with this. Now, a lot of people are going to tell me $15 billion. We can do so much more with that money. The real reality is the military is going to spend the money regardless. They're going to spend that $15 billion per vessel here. If they don't do it on this, it's going to be on something else. You're not getting the money back. The money is not going to fix your potholes. The money is not going to pay teachers. It's earmarked for the military. And they're going to spend it. If you get money to spend, you're going to spend it. So if you're going to spend it, get me this. I want to see how the narco terrorists react when the Golden Fleet comes up and there's a shark with a freaking laser beam attached to its head coming out, blowing it to hell. I am absolutely here for that. Now, again, I tried to pull some strings. I tried to get President Trump to come on this program. He was unavailable. It's Christmas Eve. But here to explain how all of this came to be, the next best thing, AI President Trump joining me on the hotline here in Philly. President Trump, what's up, my man?
Hammer, Merry Christmas, you fat bastard.
Hey, thank you.
Did you hear about my new battleships? I came up with the idea while playing the game Battleship.
Sure.
What a great game.
Sure.
I used to play that with Stormy Daniels before she got really, really fat.
Oh.
You know what else is a great game? Trouble. When that pop-o-matic bubble pops, it brings me more joy than watching that fat pig Governor Pritzker inhale a line of tacos. Well, I better get going. I've got a super classy Christmas party at the White House to attend, and I still need to find where Bill Clinton hid his old mistletoe belt buckle. Merry Christmas, A.I. Trump. Out.
Exclusively on the hotline here at WPHT, that's A.I. President Trump. Dateline West Virginia. This story is awesome because I want to hang out with this guy. Some dude in West Virginia was on his front porch when he saw like a big tree falling onto a car. And the way he described it to the local news was that it's sounding like a beer can getting crushed. Now, I want you to listen to my man, Billy Tatum, here. That's the guy's name. Billy Tatum. And listen to his eyewitness account of this tree coming down. And tell me, you wouldn't enjoy hanging out with this guy.
Sounded like a beer can getting flattened. It just was a crunch. I hate to say it. It was kind of cool. You know, I mean, doesn't like, you know, destruction. Yeah, you know, that's why we go to demolition derbies. But hey, you know, bottom line, that's that poor girl's new car and she can't get to school now.
Yes, sir. Damn right they can't get to school now, Billy. Billy Tatum. Billy Tatum of West Virginia sounds like the kind of guy that when you walk into a bar, he buys you a shot of whiskey right away. Might not even know who you are, but at some point later in the night, you're going to have to stop Billy from getting into a fight. That's the deal. That sounds like the kind of guy Billy Tatum is. And I can say this because I live in Indiana. I consider myself somewhat of a hick. There's nothing better than when local TV reporters put the camera in front of some hillbilly. It's gold. Gold, Jerry, gold. This brings us to great moments in hillbillies on the news history. There was a story from Kentucky about a car crash where some dude veered off the road, hit a mailbox or something, but there was also a massive beehive there. Take a listen to the eyewitness account.
I walked back to my house there to get my phone so I could play a video game on it. And all of a sudden, I heard a big boom.
Anderson then says they ran up the road, grabbed a hose outside his home, and started trying to spray off the bees.
I told him he needed to get out of that water, but say I didn't know he was getting eaten up by bees. I thought he was just high.
I want Billy Tatum and the Kentucky Bee Guy to travel around the country fighting crime like Batman and Robin. That's what I want. I want my man Billy Tatum from West Virginia, the beer can guy, and the water on the bees guy from Kentucky. If they don't fight crime together, I want them to run for the presidency on some sort of independent ticket. I'm willing to bet they're going to get some votes. Now, if you're asking yourself, have I heard of that Kentucky bee guy before? Maybe you have, because I always thought this guy sounded like that character on King of the Hill, Boomhauer. Let's compare and contrast, shall we?
I walked back to my house there to get my phone so I could play a video game on it. And all of a sudden, I heard a big boom.
Boom, just like that.
And I looked back out my door, and the electric pole fell, and the lines was falling.
I've been calling y'all people better than a month now. I grabbed that show every time an angle don't cross. He started yapping his jaw.
And Jill Tackler sideways into the fence.
How you supposed to come out and do anything about that dog if you're just going to get a damn computer ain't going to come over here? And
all of a sudden, I heard a big boom.
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 Boom. Just like that.
I'm crying. I can't tell the difference between the two. I am in tears right now. That's the same guy. There's no way that the Kentucky Bee guy and whoever does the voice of Boomhauer did the voice of Boomhauer on King of the Hill aren't the same dude. Fantastic. Great moments in Hillbillies on local news history. If you need a reason to drink tonight, if Christmas Eve isn't enough, how about this? Happy 50th. 50th birthday to Ryan Seacrest. I know some of you are booing, but listen, I work in radio, man, and I respect the kid's hustle. I say kid, he's older than I am. I respect the hustle. He's got all the jobs. He makes the money. I'm not even mad at it. But I do have one thing on Ryan Seacrest. I never tried to give a blind guy a high five on American Idol. Remember that? Remember when he was the host of American Idol and some blind dude got the thumbs up from all the judges and he got to move on and he's doing his interview with Ryan Seacrest and Ryan puts his hand up to give a blind guy a high five. Needless to say, he kind of got left hanging. So I know the holidays are stressful. I know a lot of people are, you know, on edge. You're worried about your finances. You're worried about your job. If you ever feel down about yourself, always remember this. At least you never tried to give a blind guy a high five on national television. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. It's the Dawn Stenslin Show.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
Interesting story from Breitbart about Pennsylvania. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, the Dawn Stensland Show. Dawn, very gracious enough to let myself and some others fill in during the holiday break here. So hat tip to Miss Dawn. God bless you. But an interesting story from Breitbart. Now, I got a pretty good relationship with the guys over there. It's a different group of leadership than from back in the day. But I still think Alex Marlow runs a pretty tight ship over there. I like Alex a great deal. And they've got a story, and this is the headline, quote, "A rapid shift in Pennsylvania's voter registration landscape has added to the Republican Party's long-term momentum." So there's new data that was released 2 days ago that shows that the Republicans, in terms of voter registration, achieved a net gain of nearly 12,500 voter registrations over the Democrats in a single week. Now, I don't have every single week in front of me, but the numbers that dropped on the 22nd showed that 12,488 voter registrations more than the Democrats that week. Now, that gain reflects some momentum that many Pennsylvania Republicans feel like is sustainable. The Democrat advantage, which has pretty much been the case in this state for a long time, slowly starting to shrink a little bit. Now, that doesn't mean that it's gone, right? I'm not trying to fill conservatives, GOP, with false hope here. But the lead is being chipped away. As of right now, Democrats hold an advantage in registration, but only by around 50,000 voters. Now, compare that to 2016. It was 916,000 voters. So 2016, in essence, almost a decade ago, 916,000 voter registration advantage. Fast forward to today, 49,258. That's a big jump. Work is being done, but still work to do if you're a Republican. Shifting gears to national stories here. And I know what you're thinking. It's not really Christmas until we hear from AOC. Well, Santa has come early for you. AOC, the socialist sweetheart, she feels like the media is not working with the Democrats. No. As a matter of fact, the media needs to be reined in.
You know, I do think that several members of Congress in some of my discussions have brought up media literacy, because that is a part of what happened here. And we're going to have to figure out how we rein in our media environment so that you can't just spew disinformation and misinformation.
Whoa. Hold on. The Democrats have a problem with the media. They feel like they have to rein in the media, which, first of all, sounds a little fascist to me, if I can use some of their vernacular here. But take that aside. Are you serious right now? Aside from the realm of talk radio and news talk radio, televised media is what, about 90% left? And it's very left. And then look at your late night talk shows. That butt sniffer, Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, Seth Meyers. I put them in the category of left-leaning media. What is she talking about? Because I'm old enough to remember recently, like within the last couple of years, when the biggest stories in America were Democrat-led bullcrap that wasn't true, but that didn't stop the media from covering it. The Hunter Biden laptop story. We were told that it was a Russian plant. No, it was Hunter's. It's been proven. How about Jussie Smollett's story? Media had no idea what the truth was, but they had no problem running with the narrative that, and when you say this out loud, it's so ridiculous. Two black guys in the middle of a polar vortex in downtown Chicago wearing MAGA hats doing a hate crime. Because, you know, you see that all the time in the streets of downtown Chicago. Black guys wearing MAGA hats, especially in the middle of a polar vortex. Let's take a trip down memory lane and see how MSNBC and CNN covered that.
They are looking for two suspects who were apparently wearing Make America Great Again hats.
The offenders uttered, "This is MAGA country."
Officials are investigating the alleged assault as a hate crime.
I'm so shaken by the story. This is horrible to report. This is a horrible story. Ellie, this is a horrible story.
Yeah.
Absolutely despicable. Mm. This is America in 2019.
It wasn't real, you moron! Stop the crocodile tears. Oh, these people wear me out. These people wear me out. And you got AOC saying, well, the media, they're not with the Democrats. We're going to have to rein it in. I mean, I could talk about the Kyle Rittenhouse coverage, the Nicholas Sandmann coverage, but then the cherry on top. Russian collusion. For years, they peddled the bullcrap of Russian collusion. And how'd that turn out for you? So when AOC tells me, we've got to rein in the media, what the hell more does she want? Nobody was more all in on Russia collusion than that big, fat, cue ball of concern on CNN, Brian Stelter. Some call him the potato. I say he looks more like a thumb. Like if you put your thumb out and drew a little concerned face on it, it'd be that eunuch Brian Stelter. Listen to the way that he covered Russian collusion.
Trump's Russia ties and Robert Mueller, the real Russia story, Russia probe, the ongoing Russia probe, the Russian investigation. But Mueller and the Russia probe, Russia synergies, they wonder if Russia has compromising information on the president. What is the source for the president's claim that they have found no collusion with Russia? He misspelled collusion. Every day we're trying to keep track of the drip, drip, drip of the Russia investigation. Drip, 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 Trump and Russia to see whether Trump was secretly working for Russia. To bring it back to Russia and Russia and Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia's the Russia, 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 and Russia. Robert Mueller, Special Counsel Robert Mueller, Robert Mueller, Robert Mueller, Robert Mueller, Robert Mueller, Robert Mueller, Mueller investigation, Mueller report, Russia conspiracy.
Do you believe that he's colluding with Russia?
I wish I could just say no.
Remember, kids, don't forget to put your stockings out tonight and leave a copy of the Mueller report. And maybe, just maybe, Brian Stelter's big fat rear end will come down your chimney and cry in front of you. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, Every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
Christmas Eve on the Dawn Stensland Show. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Again, thanks to Dawn for giving me the keys to drive this amazing vehicle today. Thank you so much for hanging out here. So look, I get Philadelphia's got a bit of a quirky mayor. I do not live here, but I follow the news pretty closely. I get how you guys probably feel about your mayor, because where I live in Indianapolis, we've got a lunatic too. But at least my lunatic can spell the word Eagles, but that's not here nor there. But I'm telling you, it could be worse. Or at the very least, a push, to use a gambling term. You could get stuck with Jacob Fry of Minneapolis. Who would you rather have? Your mayor or Jacob Fry? That little pencil neck weenie in Minneapolis. He's now facing calls to resign because he held a press conference and basically warned ICE agents they may be killed, murdered, if operations continue in the city. Now, he's trying to pivot this as, I don't want anything to happen to them. But anybody with two ears, two eyes, and a functioning brain knows exactly what he's doing here. He's trying to put fear in these ICE agents, and he's justifying future violence. Take a listen to this little needle wiener.
I am increasingly concerned because of the chaos that is being caused by these ICE agents that somebody is going to get seriously injured or killed. Somebody is going to get seriously injured or killed. And whether that is an ICE agent or a community member, we all know the tinderbox that could explode because of it. We all know that the federal government is looking for reasons to deploy more and more people to Minneapolis and blue cities around the country. We all know that we cannot afford to lose a single Minneapolis resident because they showed up and decided to protect their neighbors, because they showed up and decided to express their constitutional right to free speech.
Free speech? What the hell are you talking about? Free speech doesn't give you the right to show up and throw Molotov cocktails at ICE agents. It doesn't give you the right to assault ICE agents and throw bottles at them. Stop with the free speech thing. And yeah, Jacob, there's a reason why so many blue cities are on the radar of President Trump. Because you can't control your people. You can't control your crime. You think it's cute. Your governor, old balls Tim Walz, thought it was fun when the riots were happening and he could smell the tire fires. Minnesota's a mess. Minneapolis specifically is a mess. And do not fall for that statement. Do not fall for the fact that he's concerned somebody might get killed. He's rooting for it. He is rooting for a death. And I know that sounds harsh, but he's already laying the groundwork when one of his quote-unquote mostly peaceful protesters has something happen to him because they've thrown a Molotov cocktail or they shot fireworks at an ICE agent and they get dealt with. He's going to play the victim card here. Don't fall for that bullcrap. God bless the ICE agents that are doing the job. There's a reason why they're getting paid what they are. It's a pretty good salary. Like entry level into ICE, the money is actually pretty good. And you've got this guy, Jacob Fry, out there. That'd be a shame if something happened to the ICE agents. Oh, bullcrap. Bite me. That is so sick. So ridiculous. But that's Minnesota. That's Minneapolis. All right. Going to make the transition here to not only one of my favorite movies as a kid growing up, but the topic of our next segment. We call it Weird Science. I will die on the hill saying that Bill Paxton and his character Chet, one of the great movie characters of all time, love Chet. Got a little weird science for you. Scientists and researchers at Johns Hopkins Medical Center have what they believe is a breakthrough against Alzheimer's. And it's farting. That's right. Passing of gas. Researchers at Johns Hopkins Medicine have found that hydrogen sulfide, that rotten egg-smelling chemical compound that's expelled when you float an air biscuit, when you pull an Eric Swalwell, could actually protect aging brain cells from cognitive decline and ultimately Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's is diagnosed in roughly 500,000 new patients each year in the United States. And if you believe the researchers at Johns Hopkins Medical Center, farts in their face could help fight back against Alzheimer's and cognitive decline. So here's a question for the YouTube chat. Again, if you're on the WPHT YouTube chat, if you knew a fart to the face could help fight Alzheimer's and cognitive decline, would you want your loved one to be sitting there at the medical center with somebody farting right in their face? Now, I know this isn't the most sophisticated conversation in the world, but this is science. This is based off something that Johns Hopkins Medical Center has come up with. Breaking wind and the smell that goes along with it is good for the aging process in your brain cells. So, would you want your wife, your mother, your father to sit there on the little hospital bed and some dude come up who's been drinking warm Budweiser and eating Wendy's chili to just let a couple beefers right in his face? If you knew that would help him, and it's been proven that that would help him, would you want that to happen? Jump in the YouTube chat right now. Give us a thumbs up. Give us a like. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, The Dawn Stensland Show. Let me know. Because I think I'd be all right with it. I think I'd be all right. I've been smelling farts my whole life. Maybe that's why I still, you know, in somewhat decent shape cognitively. Maybe if Hunter farted a little bit more around Joe, things would have been a little bit better in the White House. I don't know. More weird science for you. Researchers have discovered that shouting expletives does a couple things good for you. It boosts physical performance and makes people push themselves harder. Now, Philip Rivers of the Indianapolis Colts, 44-year-old quarterback back in the mix, we referenced him earlier, his version of expletives might be different than, say, mine. He's more of a daggummit and a shoot kind of guy. If that's what you use as your expletives, good for you. But according to this new report, researchers say shouting out swear words helps boost physical performance and makes people push themselves harder. Now, as a sports guy, growing up in the era that I grew up in, this probably explains why Nick Saban's teams were always really good. Nick Saban goes pretty hard, right? But I grew up in Indiana, and we had a guy by the name of Robert Montgomery Knight. Bob Knight. And say what you want. The Generals teams were always good. The last undefeated team to win March Madness was the Bob Knight 1976 Hoosiers. A guy that won multiple national championships by being just the worst. I mean, the worst. But you know what? His players graduated. And his teams won. And if you need a little reminder of what the late, great Bob Knight was like, there's leaked audio of a halftime speech where Bob is just getting after his team. Take a listen.
I mean, if you're not going to recover Greg Graham, if you're just going to let him drive by you, if the rest of you are going to let him catch the ball outside the three-second lane and drive all the way in here without one guy challenging him, then I'm leaving and you freaking guys will run until you can't even suffer. Now, I'm tired of this shit. I'm sick and freaking tired of an 8-10 record. I'm tired of losing to Purdue. I'm not here to freak around this week. Now, you may be, but I'm not.
Former Sixer Gray Graham getting some shrapnel in that. If you're not going to recover, Gray Graham, so good. So according to the researchers, shouting expletives not only boosts physical performance, but it makes people push themselves harder. Now, I'm aware that that audio was a little out there. It's Christmas Eve. You know, we got families around. Maybe there are some kids around. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take that audio that you just heard from Bob Knight, and we're going to make it more appropriate. Let's put some Christmas music behind it to make it a little bit better.
I mean, if you're not going to recover, Greg Graham, if you're just going to let him drive by you, if the rest of you are going to let him catch the ball outside the three-second lane and drive all the way in here without one guy challenging him, then I'm leaving and you freaking guys will run until you can't even stop. Now, I'm tired of this shit. I'm sick and freaking tired of an 8-10 record. I'm tired of losing to Purdue. This week. Now you may be, but I'm not.
So good. It's Christmas Eve on the Dawn Stensland Show. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT on demand.
Anybody watch that Kennedy Center Honors thing last night? Anybody? Bueller? Bueller? Anybody? I didn't think so. 1210 WPHT, the Dawn Stensland Show. I'm Jason Hammer. Thanks to Dawn for letting me have some fun with you guys today. Look, I know Trump was there, was on stage. I care nothing about the Kennedy Center Honors. Nothing at all. Unless you've got Sydney Sweeney up there doing a jump rope contest wearing a white tank top, I do not care. You couldn't get me to watch the Kennedy Center Honors if, like, free money was shooting out of my television. Just seems like a big waste of time. It's everything that, like, conservatives would make fun of the Democrats for doing. But just because your guy is there doesn't make it any better. You know, I like George Strait. I know he was a part of it last night and some other folks. It wasn't just all liberal, you know, butt sniffers. But I just don't care. Of all the things that I care about, the Kennedy Center Honors, very, very low on that list. According to a new survey, 88% of people say Christmas, the holidays, the most stressful time of the year. I can get that. And coming at number one, the big reason why, money. Money worries. All right, be honest. Whether you're in your car, you're at home, raise your hand if you've ever had to play the game of what's my checking account at Christmas time. Anybody? My hand's up. Money came in at number one. Finding the perfect gift for everybody came in at number two. Other things on the list include family events, cooking, and decorating. Decorating is interesting because my wife is like Clark Griswold. She wants all the stuff up. I mean all the stuff, and it's constant. I want a nice Christmas tree, a little lights. Okay, that's good. She's full Griswold, and it wears me out sometimes. And I know she's in the YouTube chat. She's spewing her propaganda. Crystal Hammer, God love you. But it is a little stressful, I think. It is. Because what should be a fun activity, she makes it the most miserable experience ever. And any husband and wife, any boyfriend and girlfriend, you have those moments where something that should be fun escalates to something to where you need a break and you have to walk away from each other for just a little bit. That's what decorating the house is like. But with our house, it's not just the porch. It's not just the ceiling. It's every room in the house. It's a freaking winter wonderland. But when she's done with it, it looks great. I'm not going to lie. It looks fantastic. Now, on the subject of Christmas here, what's your favorite Christmas commercial? When I think about Christmas commercials, two come to mind. One I love, one I hate. I love the old school Corona commercial where they are whistling "O Christmas Tree" and the palm tree lights up. It's tropical, it's warm. Kind of makes you want to be on that island at Christmas time. Now, the one that I hate is the Folgers commercial. The Folgers commercial where the brother is coming home from overseas and the sister answers the door. It's just a weird vibe between those two. Like, let's just call it what it is. It looks like the brother and the sister are about to get it on in the Folgers commercial because the guy brings her a gift. She takes the bow. She puts it on him. She says, "You're my gift this year." And they stare at each other and there's sexual tension and it's bizarre. Here's a little reminder of the Folgers commercial.
I must have the wrong house.
Sister.
Oh, I missed you so much.
They waited up all night for you, you know.
It's a long way from West Africa.
Oh, real coffee.
I brought you something from far away.
Really? Oh.
What are you doing?
You're my present this year.
And they stare at each other. Now listen, I've watched enough adult cinema in my life to know the way they're looking at each other isn't normal. Thank God the mom and the dad come down the stairs in that commercial because I think we're just a couple of minutes away from one of these two yelling "Roll Tide." The Folgers commercial was always weird to me because of the weird sexual tension between that brother and sister. And I know I'm not the only one that feels that way. Now, in regards to Christmas music, a lot of people are going to be listening to Christmas music tonight. If you're looking for the perfect gift for the millennial in your family, you know, the one that's probably always offended by something, I've got an album that I put together on my record label, Hammer Records, just for you.
This holiday season, there's only one album that is sure to not offend people. Hammer Records presents a non-offensive millennial Christmas. You won't hear any songs, just a list of reasons why we can't have them. Like, Baby It's Cold Outside.
That's a date rape anthem.
God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen.
It's anti-feminist.
The Little Drummer Boy.
It's not gender neutral, and it's sexist towards female drummers.
Winter Wonderland.
It totally dismisses wonderlands and tropical climates.
Do you hear what I hear?
It's insensitive to the hearing impaired.
White Christmas.
Racist.
No music, no songs, just a list of reasons why the perpetually offended make our lives hell. And back by popular demand, order now and we'll throw in this bonus album, an Elizabeth Warren Christmas.
Silent night.
Yeah, let's go.
Holy night.
Non-offensive millennial Christmas, exclusively on Hammer Records.
America's favorite fake Indian with the bonus album right there. That's fantastic. Man, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you so much to Dawn Stensland for letting me fill in today. Thank you to the amazing staff at Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Sean, my guy, took good care of us today. I'm going to leave you with this. I'm going to leave you with a fun little Christmas mashup, okay? This is a Christmas song that I actually like. Little John matched up with Jingle Bells. Take a listen.
Turn down for what?
Okay. All right. I can get with that. Merry Christmas, everybody. Don Giordano is next. Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT on demand.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? collect them all, and current All-Stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.